As the apostles are listening to Jesus today, they ask him that simple question, Lord, please increase our faith. And this should be a question or a petition, if you will, that is should be always part of our daily prayer as Catholic Christians. And when we think of the idea of faith, really when we break it down to its simplest form or definition, we could say that it's really about trust. It's about complete trust and confidence in someone or something. In our case, as Christians, it's believing in God's existence, but also his providential care for us. As we look around our society today, we see that our faith continues to be challenged by our secular society and our culture. They continue to promote doubt and also hedonism. Forget about your faith, forget about your prayer, just go out and focus on having fun. Our culture today has embraced also, or continues to embrace, rather, those dangerous attitudes that, when it comes to religion, suggests that all religious beliefs are the same. There isn't one that's better than another. And no, certainly no religious institution has the right to tell us what's right or what's wrong or how to live our lives. And our government at times seems to back this, would have us believe in a certain sense that it is our God and it will decide what's right and wrong for us, or where we can put our faith and trust, as it continues to challenge, especially in the courts, our religious freedoms. In many ways, I think, and it's just my opinion, that we're becoming more and more like the old Roman Empire that Jesus grew up in, and the time of the early church, where persecution of Christians often erupted because they refused to follow secular laws that were contrary to their faith and the commandments of God. And so how do we keep our faith healthy and strong as Catholics in a society as ours that desires to be free from religious influence, even though those rights and freedoms are given to us and encouraged by the Constitution? Well, the answer always comes back to us as Christians in the same way. Prayer is the solution. It's prayer which helps us to live out those religious principles in our lives with faith and with courage. This is how our church was able to spread and grow, especially in this country, to be by far the largest of all Christian denominations. However, it wasn't that way in the beginning. It took the courage and it took the faith of great leaders like Archbishop John Carroll, who led the very first diocese in the United States, which was established in Baltimore, Maryland, and other saints like St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, who established the first free Catholic school, not to mention the many Catholic immigrants who came here from Europe in the late 1800s from all different countries to hand on that beautiful tradition of our faith to us. And so it's our job now to protect that faith and to keep handing it on to our children and to be good examples. Being Catholic, as our country was being founded, was actually extremely difficult. In fact, there were many laws passed in the early colonies and the early territories of the United States that actually made being a Catholic or teaching what our faith teaches strictly illegal, until religious freedom under the First Amendment to the Constitution was finally granted. And that's because Thomas Jefferson and our other founding fathers like him very much realized that religious liberty is important. St. Thomas Jefferson said, "The rights to religious freedom are the natural rights of all people, that no government can challenge them or deny them." And so as God's people, we are called to model to others what faith looks like, what it looks like in a society, a healthy faith, and in action, especially today when it's starting to come under threat. Pope Francis always gives us a great example. You know, he's in Russia right now, or in one of the fallen away republics of Georgia. But you know, every time he gives a homily, he always comes back to those very simple principles of faith, challenging us to be good stewards of that faith, as Jesus says, doing what we are only obligated to do. As Christians, we are to stand, as Pope Francis says, always, to stand up for the fundamental human and religious rights of every individual. And we're to stand up always for the respect of human life and to protect it any way we can. We're to speak out against injustices and war and terrorism. Pope Francis always goes on to say that we're to embrace the dignity of all human beings without prejudice, especially the poor and the marginalized. And if we do this, we can be sure that we're giving a powerful and strong witness. If this becomes a part of the way of life for us, a life built on prayer and practicing our faith, then we can be assured that we will live in a society that respects and honors true freedom and human rights, a society that is ordered toward our Creator instead of away from Him, like it tends to be leaning today, and also a society that is based on true peace, not a false peace, but a true peace instead of violence or greed or tyranny. Prayer is always the answer. Prayer will keep our faith healthy and strong, and it will give us the courage, will give us the answers in God's time, and it will also give us the patience and confidence that we need to move together to support one another as the people of God, to create a world that is truly beautiful the way God intended it to be, and also safe for our future generations.